A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Easter, 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 we continue the celebration. The risen Christ, anticipation of the coming of the Holy Spirit. And in our gospel text today, we have a continuation of that bread of life discourse from the Gospel of John. And in it, we are given a certain promise almost of hope, if at least we remain faithful to the one whom the Father has sent. Many of you who may hear my words will not know me well, but I am not a person ordinarily given very easily to apocalyptic kinds of thought. Yet, recently, in the past year, in the past months, with the events in our world, I have begun to feel the value of the apocalyptic kinds of readings we do get in the New Testament at times. There does seem to be something deeply disturbing in our world. Yet, on the other hand, at the same time, for me, Pope Francis is a sign of such hope. And it makes me think that in the 20th century, at least in my lifetime, we have been given popes who have been, in their own ways, quite prophetic. I go back to Pope John the 23rd, and he seems to have been the right pope for that moment in history. It's as if the Holy Spirit was at work and knew what the church needed at that time. Whatever we might think of as his strengths or his weaknesses, it seems as if the Holy Spirit knew the time was right. But then also with Pope Paul VI, who led us not in an easy time through the post-Vatican II period, implementing all that the Vatican Council had undertaken. He too seemed the right pope at that time, even if quite different from John the 23rd. Then, of course, after Pope John Paul I comes Pope John Paul II, who might seem so different from his predecessors. Yet the continuity that lies there is in the fact that he too seems to have been, from the Holy Spirit's perspective, let me say, what we needed at that time in our history. It's as if the Holy Spirit does have a wisdom to choose for us, in spite of their limitations or weaknesses, a pope that has something to say, to offer. Likewise with Pope Benedict the 16th, But that's why I say, for us now, it's as if Pope Francis has been chosen for us as the Pope for this time in history, a sign of hope, a prophet of the mercy and compassion of God, someone who wants to get to the heart of the gospel, the joy of the gospel. And so although I could easily be given into more apocalyptic or pessimistic thinking, I also have to be aware that the Holy Spirit remains at work among us, and especially conscious of that during this Easter season. And so we have Jesus in our gospel today saying, I am the bread that God has promised. We do know that we do not live by bread alone. But here is the bread, Jesus Christ, without whom we cannot live. The challenge then for us when the going gets to be difficult is not to have a sense that God has abandoned us, but rather to be more and more aware that we cannot abandon God. In other words, there is the call for a deeply contemplative moment at this time in our lives and in the life of the church. We are being invited, asked, to go deeper inside ourselves and to center ourselves, to ground ourselves, to be regrounded deeply in the Lord, in our Lord Jesus Christ, and his promised gift of the Holy Spirit. For if we can, in spite of all that turmoil that surrounds us, remain grounded, we then will find ourselves still as women and men of hope for our world. We too will be bread for the world. We too will be the kind of bread that our world currently needs for nourishment. Like Pope Francis, following his example, we can be signs of hope. But it seems to me that what Jesus is saying to the crowds in our gospel text, we need to hear today, that indeed he is the bread of life. And we need to continue to feed on that bread and remain grounded in Christ and live by hope.